This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lynn, Julian and Shaoning. We've been running a poll this morning on the BFM Twitter account, that's at BFM Radio, asking, have you been affected by an extension of time decision on your property purchase? Do let us know your experience. And the reason why we're asking is because there is a continuing debate raging on whether housing developers are being given a leg up by government policies. Now, the latest area of contention is the granting of extension of time or EOT for housing projects, allowing developers to extend the delivery date of a property unit without needing to pay damages.
So the housing and local government minister, Zuraida Kamaruddin, has come out to say that her ministry is very particular in granting EOTs. She said that the EOTs were previously granted for projects that had yet to start and that under the current government, ongoing projects have not been given EOT.
Now, she was responding to claims by the House Buyers Association, or HBA, that the new government was continuing the practice of giving property developers EOT. HBA Secretary General Chan Kim Leong said that he was disappointed that the ministry had approved 75% of EOT applications between January and July and 78% of EOT applications in 2018, and added that the reasons cited for the ministry were unacceptable.
So for more on this, this morning we have on the line with us Dato Som Heng Chun, President of the Real Estate and Housing Developers Association, or REDA. Thank you for joining us, Dato Som. So give us a bit of insight here. What exactly is the criteria for the ministry approving EOT? Is it as arbitrary as we've sometimes heard?
I think firstly we need to define the word EOT, extension of time. In a lot of cases, the extension of time, as explained by the minister last week, was given before even the project is put up for sale or before they even apply for the developer's license or the advertising permit. So the minister has clearly mentioned that no new extension of time has been given for ongoing projects. So buyers who actually buy into projects which have been given this additional time, apart from the statutory time fixed by the Housing Act, regulation states that the buyer is actually now fully aware of the time that the developer will take to complete a project. So in this instance, I think the justification for the criteria usually is determined by the committee in the Ministry of Housing that gives this additional time. So maybe the word extension of time should now be changed between those projects that are given additional time beyond what is statutory stated, 3 years for high-rise and 2 years for landed property.
But Dato Som, like you say, right, this EOT is usually applied before the project was put up for sale. So isn't it the question that the developers themselves perhaps are not planning the project adequately enough at the onset?
I think they have planned well enough. That's why they asked for this additional time. It's only the grumbling by the House Buyer Association, I think, relates more to an extension of time given for ongoing projects. That means when I sign the contract between the developers and the buyer, example, a high-rise building, if the contract states 36 months for completion, and midway through or almost upon completion, the buyer then receive a notification from the developer to say that they have now got extension of time from the Ministry of Housing. So then they are disadvantaged. In instances where additional times are given before even the application of the developer's license, buyers go in and sign the contract with the eyes wide open to say what is the additional completion period. That's why I say the definition of extension of time should be redefined by the Ministry of Housing to indicate that extension of time are only purely for ongoing projects and not for new projects, which are given additional time.
So it's pretty confusing here. So what you're saying is that the midway projects that ask for extension of time, those are the ones that the House Buyers Association is referring to. That would also result in losses by the house buyers as well, wouldn't it? Because then they would not be able to receive the usual LAD, the liquidated ascertained damages, because the project has been extended.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's what I am saying, that the Ministry of Housing has given extension of time previously for ongoing projects where the contracts has already been signed. So I think it's very clear that the Ministry of Housing today doesn't give any more of this extension.
Okay.
So it's very clear.
Okay. And can you just tell us what are some of the justifications or the reasons why extensions are needed?
I think, we need to look at the Housing Act, the Mother Act, 1966, Act 118, and also the regulation governing the Act. In the Act, there is no provision for the government to take care of certain issues, like if there's a force majeure, example, tomorrow there's a severe storm, or there's any act of God, there must be power given to the minister to regulate the contract between the buyers and the developers so that both sides are equally treated.
Dr. Som, do you think a solution in the longer term would be perhaps for the Malaysian model to move towards the build and sell model which is used in Australia and UK?
I do not agree with that, because currently build and sell is already available in the market. There are developers who choose to do so. Secondary market is also actually a build and sell model. And must remember that in Malaysia, 75% of property transaction year are actually from the secondary market. So there's already 75% build and sell model in Malaysia. And I think the move towards a contract whereby the dates are determined by the between the buyer and the seller, meaning that there's a blank left there. And instead of a fixed 34 months, 36 months or 24 months, it's up to developers and the buyers to agree to a date.
And just one more question on the general problems of the sector. There is an oversupply problem right now in the property sector. This EOT, together with recent government support, is this a reflection of bigger problems of now relying on government intervention compared to what is supposed to be private decisions made by private property developers?
I think in this instance of the extension of time is not an intervention. As I mentioned, the extension of time definition is wrongly taken. It's actually a time given to the developers, and buyers actually go into a contract with their eyes wide open to say that the completion period now is probably 48 months or 50 months or whatever.
What about the oversupply problem, Dato?
So in the oversupply problem, I think buyers and the developers alike knows that they only buy products for buyer. They'll buy products that they can afford. And for developers, they will develop properties that the buyer wants to buy. And today, I think there are a lot of self-regulation in the industry. And the number of approval given by the Ministry of Housing, you can see the number dropping every month. So from there, there's a lot of self-regulation, meaning that the number of units coming to the market will be reduced. And secondly, developers will definitely build the type of product that the consumer wants.
Thank you, Datuk Som. And that was Datuk Som Heng Chun, President of the Real Estate and Housing Developers Association, or REDA. Now, this extension of time, basically, it kind of upends the normal system a little bit, because ordinarily a housing developer is supposed to complete and hand over a unit to a buyer within a stipulated time frame, and any failure to do so would result in the developer having to pay damages. But as we discussed with Datuk Som, and which was referred to by the HBA, sometimes this extension of time happens midway, and then at the end, then the purchasers of the properties might not necessarily get the LAD that they would deserve.
Yeah, but as clarified under the new government, this is not happening anymore. The ministry is actually not giving such extensions anymore.
Yeah, because actually for the buyer, they'll be really caught in a bind if the EOT is granted in the middle of the construction period. Because just imagine, right, your housing loan commitments still continue, but you haven't taken physical delivery of the property. And then at the same time, you don't get this LAD, which is equivalent to about 10% of your purchase price per year. So you're really caught out.
Yeah, so I think this is still a bit of a question mark remaining as to how this problem is going to be resolved. But right now we are heading into the 8 o'clock news. And after that, Julian Ng is going to be speaking with Akram Shah Muammar Ubaidah Sanusi, chairman of the Mara Corporation, on The Breakfast Grill. So be sure to stay tuned for that after the news. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.